producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. Hi.
Yo.
Hello. Hello. So from the changing department, over the weekend, the people in Iran went to the polls. Not unlike what we are doing here tomorrow in many states. The primary, well, this was not their primary. This was the real game. And the reformists, who are the people that want Iran to understand that they are not alone in the world. They don't like their government any more than we like our government. Many of the people you talk to in Iran say the same sorts of things about how corrupt their government is, how out of control it is. Iran is a very well-educated country, very well-educated, well-spoken people, and they are not happy with the approach that the anti-Western hardliners take. They want Iran to stay isolated, and the average person there does not want that. So the parliament vote went in large manner to the people who want to open the country up, to lift the harsh economic situations. They want to see the country's sanctions lifted. They want to, I guess, play nice with the rest of the world, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. So the president, who is a reformist, the big vote was for reform. That is, in a manner of speaking, to get rid of the Ayatollah. And we'll see if that how that happens easily or not. But they want change, like we want change.
Right.
Imagine Donald Trump leading Iran. How's that?
Donald Trump leading Iran. Why would he lead Iran?
You're supposed to follow with my. You're supposed to.
I don't
be
know
light.
That they do spray tans over there.
Ah, really? Does Donald Trump use spray tan? Man tan?
Yes, he man
does. He really?
For sure. What?
That's funny.
What?
He's so orange, yes.
He is? Like, yeah. You know, he's John Boehner all over again?
That's well, sort of John Boehner was a whole new level of orange. Donald is kind of... Donald would look like me if I self-tanned a lot, because I think Donald is more of like a fair complexion sort of guy.
Yeah.
John Boehner had that real deep tan. I mean, remember the paint company? What's the big paint company?
Yeah, it was
PPG.
No,
yeah, it was like Bear or one of them.
Oh gosh, it's orange. Dunn Edwards, I think, or something, came up with the John Boehner orange on the paint chip.
Really?
You could get him painted in your living room.
Oh, sweet.
It's really funny.
Hmm. Oh, isn't that nice?
It's like a toasted almond, that guy.
All right, while we're in California, one of the trending stories at DougSteffen.com today focuses on NASCAR and the NASCAR sponsors. You can see, when you look out into the field, if you're out there and you're going to the races, you can tell readily by looking at the cars and the outfits that the NASCAR racers are wearing, who it is that's sponsoring them. So now there's an idea, and I think this has been put forth before, but I don't know that it has much traction as it has now. John Cox, who's a business owner in California, thought that the idea of having politicians wear jackets that are like NASCAR so you can see who it is.
So supportive of this idea.
So he has already 365,000 signatures to get this thing on the ballot.
People are talking about it big time.
Right. So if it happens, man, this would be good. And they'll have to. If it passes in a referendum, they'll have to do it, right?
Isn't this fantastic, though? I mean, think about what this means, because so often, and you have Donald Trump very vocally, I mean, calling these people out that take money from big pharma, from big agriculture, from the smoking lobbyists. I mean, you've got all kinds of people taking money in their campaign.
Yep.
Now, if they do, Not, this doesn't include private donations. This is all, you know, public money from companies, corporations, people with interest.
Yep.
They put a patch on their suit jacket.
Yep.
I
love it.
Love
yep.
it.
Yep, yep, yep.
You know, love it.
I guess one of the eye-opening moments for me and where I agree with Trump is when he was being booed in one of the debates and said, those are all of these people's donors. Since I don't have any donors, I don't have any supporters out in this audience.
And he's like, my son's here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's basically what it
because
comes
that's,
down to.
To get into a debate, you got to know somebody, you got to be a donor or a family member, and that's how you get tickets into it. And so all of the people in the audience were Rubio and Cruz fans.
Yep. Yeah. This is really a,
which just goes to show you how much they buy this whole thing.
Yeah.
The average Joe just doesn't realize what goes on behind the scenes, and I think we probably even be and we study, you know, we pay attention to this stuff. I don't know
we
if
do.
We study, but we pay attention to it here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the average person realizes how many backdoor deals are made in government. And I think this would be such a shining example of hypocrisy amongst the people that represent us. I mean,
yep.
we really vote for the people that sell it best. But there's a lot, I mean,
there's
got
to be another end to this, okay? So, all right, the politicians wear a jacket with a patch on of the company that has sponsored them or donated them to them, right?
Yeah.
Then with each bill that is brought to the Hill, there should also be a page that shows who would benefit
yep. right.
from this bill.
Yep.
The Monsantos
yep.
or whoever, the insurance companies,
yep.
whoever it is. All right, who could possibly benefit from this? And then match those up to the patches on the jackets.
Yeah. I just think there's a lot of great candidates that don't ever get elected because they don't either want to take the money, they don't have the opportunity to take the money, where some people, some candidates who do take every little bit of money and then are beholden to all these special interests get in. And this would change the way we elect people, I think. I think it's great.
Yep. And part of this, as many people have tried to tout Justice Scalia for a lot of his good votes, and many of them were the vote against the public with Citizens United, and then the following vote, which basically was a free-for-all, open up the door, free-for-all, everybody sets up a pack, put as much money into it, was one of the darkest moments of his being on the Supreme Court, and frankly, the history of the Supreme Court, at least in my lifetime, anyway. 14 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. If you have thinning hair, premature hair loss, hair is getting thinner and thinner. It's waving goodbye when you take a shower. What is that? Oh, you know what I keep doing?
Did you hit your little sound effects machine
again,
or did someone just throw a brick through your
window? No, I don't know.
Because one or the other just happened.
What I do is I lean over because I don't have as much light under me. The print for this information is very small. So I need light under, and right underneath right underneath this big light is the...
Your little sound
our
effect
studio
volume.
Audience.
Is that right?
Well, it was so funny last week when we were all together. We were just chatting away, and someone screamed.
Uh-huh.
We heard this huge scream, and we get off the air, and Doug's like, "Who was that? What happened? Who was screaming?" And it was this little.
He didn't even realize he did it.
No, I didn't.
Like, it wasn't
anyway.
Me.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the story of Provia and Provia Super Concentrate, the fastest results for thinning hair in the entire world of all natural products that can help you regain your hair. This works the best. It enriches the health of your hair. There are all kinds of things that will strengthen your hair in this. Do you know that humans lose an average of 40 to 70 strands of hair a day? This is normal. Comes out. But if you have your pores plugged up by using cheap shampoos and rinses and gels and creams and stuff on your hair, it's going to plug up all the pores. So you got to clean them out. That's what Provia does. Provia, there to let your hair come shining through. Call 8, you ready for the number, right? Everybody's ready? 800-525-8319. Do not let your hair down. Get this. Use this thing once a week. Use it one week per month. That's what you do. You cleanse your scalp with this. And you know what I find is helpful, Richie? There's a little massage, little electric massage things that are very good for getting this into the pores. You have about, I think it was 4,900 pores on your scalp. Imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you've got at least 5,000 hair follicles that want to get through so you can have hair. And if you can't get the pores open, then the hair's not going to come through, and you lose your hair when it comes out. It does. It's not going to grow back again. So cleanse the pores, get the hair to come out, and you will be a very happy camper. A volumizer as well comes along with the Provia, so it really does enrich the way you look and feel about yourself. 800-525-8319. It's a million-dollar look. You have nothing to lose, lots of hair to gain, because if you don't get your hair back, you'll get your money back. 800-525-8319, a very compelling message. 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back using Provia.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Last night, Cheryl Loggy made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you can save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down to potty training town. Hashtag twins. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program trending also at DougSteffen.com today. The announcement that Peyton Manning will make later in the week, apparently he is going to retire. So what does that do to Denver? What does that do to football? What does that do for him?
Well, Denver was ready to let him go anyway. The rumor was he was going to go to the Rams for a year because the Rams are moving to Los Angeles. But
really?
You know, it's a good move. This is a smart thing
can
to do.
He coach got the guys Hollywood like that, can they coach?
Sure, they can coach.
Football players become coaches?
Yeah,
become
absolutely.
Become commentators?
But he'll go in the booth. He'll become a commentator.
Yeah, more money. He'll be very good at it.
Yeah.
And he'll scream, Omaha! It'll be fun.
Right. The Broncos are fine. They've got Osweiler. He was respectable this year, so when he filled in for him. So, I mean, they should be fine.
So they weren't going to keep him anyway.
Right.
They were
going to
trade him off.
He broke his neck a year or 2 years ago.
More than that, the Broncos picked him up after that. Remember, the Colts wouldn't play him anymore.
Yeah.
Boo to the Colts. Boo!
Stink.
They stink. All right. You're listening to the sweet-smelling Doug Steffen Good Day Parade. Even the music is sweet here. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Thank you. This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Ah, Sade, is that how you pronounce the name?
Close enough.
How do you pronounce it?
There's a little bit of an R in there.
Sade?
Yeah, like Sade.
Yeah. Sade?
Sade. Sade.
Who has said Sade? I don't even know what I said, but really? I do like the song.
Is she married to anybody one. Hispanic? What nationality is Sade? What would you say
that is?
That's a good question. She's a black woman, but I don't know what her nationality is.
Yeah. All right, well, let's not do an essay on it. Let's just keep going here. We're into the top five songs from this week in 1986 in our musical reference portion.
From London.
24 after the hour. This song is something that most of us remember, it seems to me anyway. Sade and the Sweetest Taboo, number five this week in 1986. I think most of us can sort of, you don't have any trouble remembering her, Jen, right?
No, I remember this
Mitchie?
For sure.
Yeah. No, okay. Definitely remember this. Yeah.
All right, now, this is really one of those weeks when there are so many contrasts. From Sade in number five, we go to number four, James Brown. This actually was one of his best. I thought, as a matter of fact, of all my James Brown favorites, this is my favorite of his. Living in America was number four this week, 1986.
Back at number eight.
Rock my soul.
It was so great.
Rock my soul in the bosom of
remember
Abraham.
This.
Remember that?
Rock
you
don't
my
remember
soul
this?
In
no,
the bosom of Abraham.
No.
You don't remember this?
No.
Is this from a movie?
Oh, wait. I do remember this.
Yeah,
yes.
Movie.
Yes. Living in a movie.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Who was in the movie?
No idea.
All the regular black actors.
No,
right?
I mean, was it an Eddie Murphy movie? Was it Eddie Murphy's
was.
Living in America?
I think so.
Coming to America?
No, Living in America is different, I think. I don't know. I'm sure somebody will Google it. Some more. It doesn't make any difference to me. I don't care. I just like this song. Okay. Another contrast, going back to the list itself. Number three this week in 1986 belonged to Jefferson Starship.
No, just a starship.
No. They were Jefferson Starship, and then they were. Why do you have to feel like you've got to correct me? I had a reason for saying that.
What was your reason? You
because they originally were Jefferson Airplane, and then they became Jefferson Starship, and then I was going to tell the rest of the story, but you were too eager to tell me what a dummy I am because I didn't have the name right.
You fibber. Yeah. You had no clue.
Of course I did. Stop it. No, that's not true at all. That's not fair.
It is fair.
No, it isn't. How the hell do you know?
Guys, Whitney Houston was next.
Starship, anyway, was number three with Sarah, Mr. Know-It-All, this week in 1986. Right. Number two, Whitney Houston.
Love it.
Very cute.
I think this was before the crack really took over.
No, apparently she was addicted to crack in high school.
High school. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's what some of her high school friends are saying.
She's so clean and happy.
I know.
Yeah. But she passed it on.
Man, talk about a hidden life.
Talk about the daughter never having a chance.
Right.
Oh, man.
So sad.
Yeah, really lousy. Okay, so that's what do we have. That's number two, became number one after this week. But Mr. Mister occupied the number one. Another correction.
I'm teasing. It is Mr. Mister.
No, it is Mr. Mister. What do you get out? Get off of my cloud.
I'm just playing with you. Mister. Mister.
It annoys me when Rich does. It doesn't so much annoy me when you do. This week in 1986, Mr. Mister was number one with a song that comes from a biblical reference, in fact. You know what a Kyrie is?
I don't
know this, Jennifer, because it has to do with drinking.
I know. I just went to church on Sunday, too.
Really?
I did.
I
know.
Did you pray for the Pope? Who'd you pray for?
There wasn't even lightning and thunder.
It wasn't Christmas and it wasn't Easter.
I know. What the heck?
You take a wrong story.
I'm actually, I just want you to know, in the last 3 weeks, I've been to church twice.
Really? What's the problem? You feeling badly about something?
No, my grandparents are in town.
Oh, okay. You want to go. But you're trying to impress them one way or the other. Here he is. What?
He's wrote some music, Greek music.
It's a Greek reference to several biblical. It's the transition used in some biblical music, and it's a story about a. And I think it's a Greek interpretation, Richie. I can't remember.
Looks like it. Yeah.
I remember from college.
Important prayer. Yeah. Of Christian liturgy.
Right. That's what it is. Thank you. All right. Well, you just saved yourself from being a complete baloney with your
says correct. The guy who doesn't know who Jefferson Starship is.
The guy does know that. The guy was a disc jockey, remember?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. All right, let's get to health care. Hot button issue in this year's presidential election. Some say today's health care system is at a tipping point, and the only way to keep up with the growing demand for care is by recruiting and training more health care professionals. Let's see if we can dig into this a little bit more with our friend Brian Osich here on Good Day.
A new survey by Morning Consult, commissioned by University of Phoenix College of Health Professions, finds availability and affordability of quality health care topping concerns for registered voters. Doris Savron is interim executive dean for a College of Health Professions.
63% of Americans express concerns about accessing medical facilities, such as hospitals and pharmacies, and 70% worry they won't even get to see a doctor on short notice.
And when it comes to cost?
People are worried. 87% are concerned about the price of health insurance, and 82% are worried about the cost of prescription drugs.
Savron says access to quality health care can be improved by addressing current workforce shortages in the healthcare system.
The evolving healthcare industry needs professionals who can adapt to the rapidly changing environment. Programs offered by University of Phoenix College of Health Professions, for example, align with the needs of today's healthcare system. Students can gain the skills needed to launch or advance a career in the healthcare field.
For more, go to phoenix.edu. That's Newsbreak from University of Phoenix.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So to say, there's got to be a good day today. There's gonna be a good day today. There's gonna be a good day today. Good day, good day.
Socks and I can't find my shoes. It's no surprise that I'm singing the blues. So many holes in my life still to mend. And someone just said that the world's gonna end.
Yeah, where'd my microphone go? I'm talking and nobody's listening. And my microphone's not on. Usually I blame McFadden for that, but it wasn't his fault that time. It was your charming and amiable, amicable. What's the difference between amiable and amicable? They both have the same roots. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Good Day.
Right. I think amiable was more likable, and amicable was more
friendly.
Is like
right. Yeah, no, you're right.
You're not doing it because you want to. You're doing it because.
Oh, although amiable says having or displaying a friendly and pleasant manner. So, like, I am way amiable.
No, you're
look, there's even a Google search. Amiable versus amicable.
Right. Really?
Like,
It doesn't mean you're likable. It just means you're...
Oh, this is really not much of a difference, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway. Amicable refers to a friendliness or goodwill between people. So Doug and I have an amicable relationship. Rich and I have an amicable relationship. Amiable refers to one person's friendly disposition. So Doug is such an amiable guy.
I am. That's true. Thank you very much for recognizing that, Jennifer.
So let's have an amicable meeting between us amiable people. How does that sound?
At an applicable time.
At an applicable time.
All right, so today is February the 29th. This is a day when women are supposed to feel free to go to the man of their choice and ask him whether or not he will marry. Will you marry
me? Lover.
Signals that tradition that is accepted and old. I don't know why. I never understood this.
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but it seems to be one of those things called Ladies' Privilege Day. Originated in the 5th century, an Irish nun, later known as St. Bridget, she apparently decided that she wanted to get married and popped the question. No, I don't think that's right. She may have disavowed her vows. Is that what happens when you leave the convent? You disavow your vows, Jennifer? Is that what happens?
Nuns, I imagine that's probably not right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Women use this bit of folklore as an impetus to get down on one knee and ask for their partner's hand in marriage. So today could be your day. I don't know to whom I am speaking. Jennifer, you're going to get down on your hands and knees.
Well, it's so funny you should bring it up, Dougie. Cue the music, Rich.
Cue the music. This sounds very important. What are we doing here?
You want the...
You didn't tell him what you wanted him yet.
Like this?
Huh? Down on your knees?
That'll do.
Okay.
Not my personal choice, but ready?
Uh-huh.
Dougie.
Yeah.
You want a marriage proposal from me? Terrible music, Rich. What is wrong with you? I was looking for something romantic. Not game show music.
Let's see if I can come up with something.
Gosh.
Come on. We're doing this. We're going to do higher than this.
Sure. Dougie, will you marry me? Dougie, will you marry me?
Jennifer, I love you dearly. I think that being married to me and you, if I were married to you and you were married to me, when we disagree, it's disagreeable time. Besides, I'd like to think that somebody else has spoken for me.
Yeah, but she hasn't asked you to marry her yet.
No,
I'm taking the opportunity today.
First come, first serve, brother.
Come on. Are you really turning me down in my most vulnerable of moments?
I'll let you know. How about I get back? No, I'm not going to get back to you.
You're going to get back to me? Oh, my God. This is so not romantic anymore.
But what about all...
You know what? I'm pulling it off the table.
Good
forget
for
it.
Thank you.
What
There's a new
Rich
study
already married?
That was published that we have at the What's New at DougStephan.com box. New study that was published over the weekend in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. In that study, researchers find that most of us are attracted to people like us. In other words, the old business of opposites attract. Nope. I used to think that, but I don't think that anymore. I believe
opposites attract, but if you want to go past the first date, you're looking for someone who's like you.
Researchers looked at pairs of people interacting in public, people that are friends, romantic couples, casual acquaintances, asked them about the attitude, the value, the prejudices, their personality traits, their behavior traits, things that were most important to them. After the gathering of all the data, they looked to see whether pairs who were closer, either because they had known each other for a long time or had an intimate relationship, had more similar values and opinions than those with newly formed bonds. But that wasn't the case. People who were acquaintances were just as similar as couples who were deeply in love. In other words, we are basically attracted to people just like us from the moment we meet them. But wait! There's more! The study took a look at how pairs might change each other over time, totally squash the dreams of anybody trying to change the annoying things about their significant other. You either are with somebody that you either love, understand, accept, or forget it. Move on. Because it didn't... I remember once we're having dinner, Meredith and I, with my... stepmother and my two sisters tomorrow night, and I remember the last time we had dinner, my stepmother was grilling Meredith as to why she liked being with me, and
why in the world would you want to be with him?
And Meredith is like, that's a great question, let me get back to you.
No, Meredith was very good. She said we have a great time together, we share many opinions that are the same. We like the same things. We do. And the more I think about it, the more we do. The more there's the attraction. There's sometimes a bump or two along the road. But if you really have it, you have that attraction to somebody. And I think that it's because there are similarities. It makes it so much more fun to talk about politics or to talk about the animals that we love or to do the things we share together. And I think that that's a bond, frankly, I've never found before. with anybody. And
it is nice to have just enough difference. You know, you don't want your twin in a relationship. You want someone where your core values
are
the same.
You want to be able to grow an environment in which you can grow separately and collectively, together and individually, so that you are not dependent on somebody else, but that you want to really be with this other person. You really love the time that you spend together and grow in that relationship. It's, and I don't, it doesn't make a difference how old you are. Something you got to be doing. All right, so the Oscars in the time that we have, I'm sure we'll talk about this with Chuck Curry in a few minutes here on Good Day, but I do want to highlight a couple of things because of the Sylvester Stallone controversy. First of all, he made it known that he was thinking about not coming, but the fellow who's director of Creed, Ryan Coogler, who I believe is black. Am I served correctly in that? I know Michael B. Jordan, who is his co-star, is black. The director told him that he ought to go.
Yeah.
Richie, this would be your cue to hit the button that, you know, you don't want me to
go. I'll go. If you don't, I won't. And he goes, no, we want you to go. We want you. That's the kind of guy he is.
All right. So after Stallone did not win, Arnold Schwarzenegger tweeted him.
Sly, just remember, no matter what they say, to me, you are the best. You were the winner. I'm proud of you.
I thought that was cool.
Hmm.
You think that's cool?
Arnold.
Yeah. Okay.
You are the best.
So, during the Oscar ceremony, Angela Bassett appeared in a Black History Month minute that was, you didn't quite know what to expect, but you knew there was some kind of a twist to it, and it had a great twist in it. Listen to the audio.
Hello, I'm Angela Bassett. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has long acknowledged people of color. And tonight, we honor someone who has shattered barriers with his groundbreaking performances. Whether in serious dramas like Enemy of the State, or in whimsical animated productions like Shark Tale, or as part of an iconic musical duo when he was a fresher talent. This man has long been an inspiration to his people. You can call him actor, producer, comedian, musician, but we simply call him Jack Black. For Black History Month Minute, I'm Angela Bassett.
There you go. And she looks great, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, she always built.
Wow. Okay, the Disney folks get the boo of the day, boo of the week, boo of the month, boo of the year. Disney announcing a new pricing structure at their parks, up 20%.
What do you care?
With the tickets. I don't want to go anyway. So you,
right.
Is that why you're saying?
Yeah.
I'm here to inform people that didn't know that we're planning. This is school vacation week. A lot of people going to Florida, California, trying to get tickets. Cost will be 95 cents for valued customers, which means you don't get anything
bucks.
Except through the door. 105 for the regular, 119 for peak time. Let's see here. The Magic Kingdom charges 105 bucks for a value time, 110 for regular times, 124 for peak times. Disney says it will help spread out visitation as demand grows. What a crock. And so the changes were implemented apparently yesterday.
Well,
just before big high season before.
Let me play devil's advocate here.
People are there.
The place is jammed. They have to control the amount of people that walk in somehow.
Uh-huh.
So what do you do?
Raise
you
the prices?
You either say, okay,
look at it that way.
We shut it off at this amount of people, and sorry, kids, you can't come in because the park is full. Mm-hmm. Moose out front should have told you. Mm-hmm. Or do you just raise prices to try and say, okay, we won't get as many people come that way?
That's a very good way of looking at it.
Uh-huh. Because, I mean, I'm telling you, that place is jam-packed.
It gets
no matter
jammed.
What they charge.
Who wants to go anyway?
Jam-packed.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you are. Yes, it is. Yes, they have been. Okay. Do we establish seat size standards on commercial planes? We'll examine that in a moment here on Good Day.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, I'm Lisa Gibbons. I lost my mom to Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's is a brutal reality for more than 5 million Americans. No one knows that better than their caregivers and families who suffer too. Research is needed to find treatments and cures faster. You can help fight Alzheimer's disease by visiting brainhealthregistry.org. Brain Health Registry collects vital research information online for free. So do your part. I'm doing mine. Help find Alzheimer's cures faster by visiting brainhealthregistry.org.
You're hearing a cat playing with LG's RollingBot, one of the innovative companion devices for its brand new G5 mobile phone. Marketing Communications Director Frank Lee has more.
The LG G5 is wrapped in a sleek aluminum body with a modular design, and it comes with an array of accessories that gives you an experience that makes the LG G5 much more than a smartphone. We're able to support a removable battery along with other companion devices. When we launch LG G5, we're also bringing friends, LG friends, that is, including a camera module, a 360 cam, a VR headset, a hi-fi audio DAC from Bang & Olufsen, and much more.
And get this, the LG RollingBot can be controlled remotely, letting you see what's going on at home, even play with your pet from anywhere in the world.
With LG, we thrive on doing the unexpected and doing what others simply haven't been able to do.
For more information, go to lg.com/US.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 9966 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 9966.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Your car and boat insurance bundle with Progressive. Impressive discounts. Mount fat stacks of Benjamins. Remember when things weren't so simple then? Such a pain. Now you're gobbling up savings like chicken chow mein.
Bundle your boat and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
48 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The average legroom in airlines and airliners has gone down 4 inches in the last 40 years. Since the late 1970s to today, the average width, the spaces between seats, has gone from 36 inches to 32. And if you ride on that horrible Spirit, it's 31.
Wow.
You can't get into those seats. And because the average American is bigger than he and she used to be, the situation is really very difficult. And also, the size of the seat itself used to be 18 to 19 inches. Now it's 16 to 17 inches.
Wow.
Why? So what is that
crazy?
Thing? Because they
crazy.
Want to squeeze more people
right.
into the plane.
More, yeah. You know what? I would rather do the stand-up flights, I think. Don't you think at this point?
I'm telling you, beanbag chairs.
Right.
They have those little stand-up bench stand-up ideas now where you just got to lean. Yeah.
There's a bill that proposes the Federal Aeronautics Administration now study setting seat size. I'm not much for government involvement in things normally, but, you know, the airlines are just greedy. And I love capitalism. I'd like to be as wealthy as possible and everybody else here as wealthy as possible. But come on. Last quarter, American Airlines profited $2.4 billion. Most of the other major airlines were all in the $2 billion category of profit. I have no problem with profits, but give them some. You know, now they're going to start giving, they made a big deal. There's a big announcement in the American email. We're going to now serve you peanuts and snacks again.
Yeah, because they've raised prices. Of course, the least they can do is serve us a peanut.
Boobs. Meanwhile, we're paying $1.70 for gas at the pump.
Right, and those guys are paying less than $1 a gallon. because they don't have to pay taxes. So they're getting heating oil, diesel fuel, jet fuel, all the same thing. So they're getting it for, I think it's 94 cents a gallon. A year ago at this time, they're paying $2 a gallon more, and that doesn't reflect on the prices. I mean, at some point, you got to choke on this foolishness. 51 after the hour here on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Do you know who you're talking to? I happen to be Buford T. Justice, a distinguished officer of over 30 years seniority, one of the most highly respected law enforcement agents in the United States of America.
He's found it down.
There's no way that you could come from my loin. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm gonna do is punch your mama in the mouth.
Not exactly
Hello.
Progressive thinking. Jerry Reed in the background, music's the important part, well, one of the important parts of this movie, Eastbound and Down. Jackie Gleason would have been 100 if he were alive today. Smokey and the Bandit. He was in two of those, wasn't he? Two of the three of them? I think he was in two of the... Chuck, are my memory okay on that?
I think he actually was in three.
Was he in three of them?
In the third one, I think Burt Reynolds didn't do it, and Jackie Gleason did.
Oh, right?
I think.
Is that it? Yeah, well, whatever. It was cool and fun, but hello, it's a different era now. That kind of stuff.
Can't get away with those lines now.
No, wouldn't have too much interest in that sort of thing. All right, 55 past the hour. Chuck is going to go through his feelings about the Oscars and give his box office total in just a moment here on Good Day.
How strong is Allegra D?
Keep my congestion out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bodley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
You're hearing a cat playing with LG's Rolling Bot, one of the innovative companion devices for its brand new G5 mobile phone. Marketing Communications Director Frank Lee has more.
The LG G5 is wrapped in a sleek aluminum body with a modular design, and it comes with an array of accessories that gives you an experience that makes the LG G5 much more than a smartphone. We're able to support a removable battery along with other companion devices. When we launch LG G5, we're also bringing friends, LG friends, that is, including a camera module, a 360 cam, a VR headset, a hi-fi audio DAC from Bang & Olufsen, and much more.
And get this, the LG Rolling Bot can be controlled remotely, letting you see what's going on at home, even play with your pet from anywhere in the world.
With LG, we thrive on doing the unexpected and doing what others simply haven't been able to do.
For more information, go to lg.com/US.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
All right, so Chucker, let's do box office totals quickly, and then let's get to the Oscars.
Deadpool, number one for the third straight weekend, $31.5 million. Film's done a whopping $286 million in three
awful
weeks.
Movie. Oh, my God.
No
movie.
Need to comment, Doug. We know it's your favorite film of the
Thank
year.
You, Chuck.
Gods of Egypt, $140 million monstrosity, got awful reviews, and bombed just $14 million. That's a disaster. Kung Fu Panda 3, $9 million, $128 million in 5 weeks. Religious film Risen, $7, $23 million in 2 weeks. And Eddie and the Eagle with Hugh Jackman ran out the top
what
five.
There's a big star, Woody Harrelson, and a guy from 12 Years a Slave, and a bunch of other big names were in that cop movie. Was it 999 or something? Yeah, that didn't do what it sounds like.
No, it didn't do well either.
All right. No. So speaking of not doing well, spend 60 seconds telling us why you think last night was a big waste of time. I agree with you, by the way.
Well, listen, I think everybody knew when Chris Rock came on stage, he was going to make reference to the all-white Oscars, whatever you want to call it. But the fact that he went on and on and on and on, and it overwhelmed the majority of the show, and Stacey Dash came out, and Whoopi Goldberg did a skit on it, it just, to me, was just, it was more than enough for, I think, a lot of people had to turn the TV off. It was not memorable. It was really no big moments. When Stallone lost the Best Supporting Actor Oscar, I started throwing things at the TV. And I couldn't help but think, honestly, toward the end, that the Oscars in general are irrelevant and nobody really cares anymore. The old school Hollywood is gone. There's so many different things to do and watch and social media. And it just, there was nothing special about it at all.
No.
I thought it was a really
big
waste.
Both Richie and I both went to sleep. Jenner didn't even watch it. It has become a caricature of itself. Big waste. And then that dribble from the ABC people that were on the red carpet before was even more insufferable. Oi. All right, Chucker, thank you. 59 after on Good Day.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.